So in conclusion, I think poetic is a logical new approach to individualized adjuvant therapy. It just seems to me to make sense that you're going to get more information from a biopsy after you start treatment than before you start treatment in terms of predicting whether that treatment's going to work or not. We know it's feasible. There's been a widespread acceptance of change of practice across UK breast units. When we began this, we had no idea whether anyone would be able to do it, whether anyone would want to do it, and it's happening. It's already by far and away the largest preoperative translational research trial in the world, and every month, as I'm telling you, we're getting well over 100 new patients coming in. You can apply it to other treatments, chemotherapy. Nigel Bundred, I think he may have mentioned, I don't know, but he may have mentioned this to you yesterday, has a similar trial with trastuzumab. And actually, although there's not time to go into it just now, you can look at novel therapies and mechanisms of action, and we've got a little trial where we're looking at lapatinib for 2 weeks before surgery, and we can look at which markers of all the downstream pathways, which markers actually matter for lapatinib. So poetic's looking like a great success. It does involve a bit of a change in practice, but it's manageable. I'm very grateful to all of you for helping, and I think this is not just the present, but I think it's the future. I think it's the way that clinical breast cancer research is going to be going. Thank you very much.